Well, welcome to the first night of our newest series, which is Ritual and the Path to Freedom. And I'm going to tell a funny story first, and then we'll dive into this. So as you all have heard me say many, many times, Octavia, my partner in the studio, and I always take a little time each month to plan the next month's theme. And we throw out words, ideas, things that we're working with in our own practice to sort of see what lands. And every month, bar none, since the studio began, we have been blown away by how relevant the theme becomes in our life in the month we're teaching it. And so Octavia threw out ritual, and I was like, sure, I don't have anything better. But it didn't like grab my heart, you know what I mean? And so we agree on ritual, and I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to teach about ritual. I don't really know. I don't have an idea yet. And I promise this is a true story. So then, within a day, sort of media explosion around what was happening at our country's borders happened. And I was completely consumed by the story of these families getting separated. And really got pulled into sort of the emotional storm that went with it. And I was really struggling. And so as part of my practice, and I hope your practice, I went to my meditation teacher and I was like, I'm really struggling. Here I am meditating and I feel all this anxiety and fear and worry. And she said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to create a ritual. That's what she said to me. I want you to create a ritual. And I just like stopped her right there. I was like, you will not, I can't believe you said that word to me. Like, we just picked that word for the studio. So I'm really excited to share this with you because it's the work that's been prescribed to me and I'm happy to share with you, okay? And so the title of the series, Ritual and the Path to Freedom, right? What I am teaching in this series, and in truth, every series that I offer every single month, is not anything new, right? Meditation is 2,500 plus years old, and the teachings are the teachings. We don't reinvent them, we don't change them. Meditation is meditation. It's been done, it's proven to work, they already figured it out. And so as a meditation teacher, all I do is share that wisdom. And the series is just developed by my own personal experience of that wisdom, my own practice or what I'm exploring myself. And so in this wisdom, meditators discovered somewhere along the way that there are three main reasons that we suffer in life. The same three from 2,500 years ago to today, they're still relevant. Sort of a pick your own poison type thing. And so we're gonna look, it's a 3-week series, each week we're gonna look at one of these three root causes of distress, of unhappiness or unease. And we'll talk about the ways that our practice lets us work with those root causes of suffering. So the first one tonight that we're going to look at is the biggest one. It's the one that's talked about the most. And usually the word that's used to describe it is grasping. Grasping. And what it means is we usually spend a lot of our life trying to get somewhere else, right? We spend a lot of time trying to achieve the next thing, to get to the next place, to have this certain thing, because that's when we know that we did it. We got the life we were meant to have. We are the person we're supposed to be. We are successful or happy, or, you know, you name your personal definition of what happiness looks like. So we spend all of this time sort of trying to get somewhere else. Unhappy with what's right here because it's not there, it's not the end, it's not the goal. And within that, every moment is, this is a great moment, it's getting me where I want to go, or this is pulling me off track, it's hurting me in some way, it's boring in some way, it's not getting me where I want to go, or even setting me back some, get me out of here, right? So either reaching for it, grasping for the good things, the pleasurable things, and holding on to them tightly, 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 or running away, crossing our arms, averting ourselves from things that are unpleasant. And nowhere in that little circle is there a moment to take a breath and say, this is a great moment, or this is an okay moment. Nowhere in there does that happen, unless we teach ourselves to hit the brakes. And many of us, without practice, without awareness, we can go our entire lives on that path, the path of striving, of grasping, of achieving, and never once taking stock of what's actually in the moment. It's why there's a lot of studies around the level of happiness around a vacation is way higher before you take the vacation than when you're actually on it, right? Have you heard those studies? Because you're so excited to go, it's gonna be perfect. But in reality, even vacation is life, and there's like a rainy afternoon, or your kid cries anyways, you know, all the things, right? So our path to freedom here is, I think, beautifully summed up by a brilliant man who lived to be 116 years old. And somebody once asked him, what's the secret to your longevity, to this amazing life? And he said, very nonchalantly, I'm told, well, when it rains, I let it. When it rains, I let it. And that is what we're talking about today, is our path to freedom, okay? When I'm in the moment, I say, okay, this is the moment. It's also called contentment, right? We sit down in the moment we're in and we just say, okay. It's this. Right now, it's this. I was sharing with some of you before class started that last week my son was sick, and he just got better. And this week, one of his little buddies in the same sort of babysitting group is sick, and they were together today, and then she went home sick. So the minute I heard that, you know, I immediately was 1,000 shades of worry and anger and freaking out, because oh my God, he can't get sick again, and we have 4th of July plans, and I have got to work one day this week, right? And that's a perfect example of the little circle. I do not want him to be sick, and I'm already spending a whole lot of time and energy thinking about how I don't want him to be sick. In truth, there is nothing I can do, and in this moment, he's not sick. And it would be a lot easier on me, on my body, on my stress level, on my mental activity, if there was a way for me to grasp hold of that and just say, okay, he might get sick and he might not, but I might be okay in this moment. So this is the beautiful and frustrating paradox. The moment you say the word contentment, there is an image in our brain of what contentment looks like, right? For everybody, there is. It's peaceful or calm or happy or quiet. Like, I don't know what your word is, but I bet there's a word. Contentment means this. And the minute we do that, contentment is impossible to get, because it only means that one thing. It only means I'm calm, and I'm not calm when my kid is sick. Right? It only means happy, and we're not happy when we're stuck in rush hour traffic on 285 or Bolton Road, right? What we're trying to do with contentment is to wrap our mind around the idea that the moment is complete. The moment is complete. It cannot be different. It's not going to be different. Nothing you could do could change it. This moment is this moment is this moment. Period. That's the practice. Yeah. So ritual sounds like a big thing to me. In truth, all it is, I even wrote down the definition, in truth, a ritual is nothing more than a series of actions performed according to a prescribed order. A series of actions performed according to a prescribed order. So our ritual is twofold. We're going to meditate, which in itself is a prescribed order. We sit down, we take the posture that's traditional for meditation, we find our breath, and then we notice the thoughts that pop up while we're breathing. that order every single time. That in itself is ritual. When we actually think of it as a ritual, sometimes it can change our relationship to something that might otherwise seem mundane or boring. It was one of the things that my teacher pointed out to me the other day when she brought up ritual was, it's not to change your meditation practice, it's to notice that your meditation practice is indeed a ritual. It is changing something within you every time you sit and try this practice. Honor it as such. So first ritual, first step on this path of freedom from grasping is to simply sit for however long you set the timer for. For tonight, we're going to do 20 minutes. We're going to notice our breath. We're going to notice all the thoughts that come up while we're trying to pay attention to our breath. And we're not going to change any of it. We're not going to wish it was different. We're not going to talk to ourselves about how we're good at meditation or bad at meditation. It doesn't matter. The moment is complete. It just is. And then the second piece, which I don't talk about in this class very often, I talk about it in the morning meditation class quite a bit, is a gratitude practice. And it's, I think, sort of feels a little trite or cliche at this point to talk about, think of three things you're grateful for every day. And it's not. It's trite and cliche because we say it a lot because it works, right? The idea behind gratitude is, as we do it day by day, minute by minute, it's reminding us, even in the crappiest moments of our lives, there are little things to be grateful for. That cup of coffee, the pair of socks, the 5 minutes of peace you got today that was sitting by yourself in the bathroom. I don't know, right? So tonight, I'm gonna cue at the end just to take a moment and think of something you're grateful for, which I don't normally do in this class, but we'll do it tonight. At home, should you meditate at home, my personal practice, and I invite you to do the same thing, is I meditate for 10 minutes in the morning, and the minute that bell rings, I pick up my journal, I set the timer for another 10 minutes, and I journal for 10 minutes. And part of that journaling is writing down two things I'm grateful for. And that's it. Sometimes it's the same thing I was grateful for yesterday. Sometimes it's like a really big, I'm grateful for compassion. And sometimes it's, you know, I'm grateful I get to go home and take a nap today. Whatever. So we'll practice it tonight. You'll see how it feels. The idea being that it's a sense of softening towards the difficult moments, okay? All right, let's take a moment just to shift around. If you've already been seated, uncross, recross your legs. Make sure everything feels good. So please know, as a reminder, you always can move in this practice. If your back is uncomfortable, if your leg falls asleep, you just quietly adjust it. You want to try to sit up as straight and tall as you can. So you really want to feel awake. You're not going to sleep here. Hands are going to rest onto your lap, palms face down. And when you're ready, you'll let your eyes drift closed. Together as a group, we're going to take a nice big inhale and release a sigh. And let's just do that again. Deep inhale in. Exhale, sigh. Allowing the breath just to start to flow naturally now. Easy inhales and exhales. In this first moment, just silently say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And as you feel the ritual, the practice begin, take your seat. Let your hips relax and your thighs. Feel your spine tall and awake here. Shoulders settle down the back. You can feel the back of the neck long, the crown of the head lifted. And the muscles through the face relax, the forehead, the eyes, the lips, the tongue, even the throat. With the next couple breaths, you could just feel the shoulders sort of settling along your back. Imagining a sense of ease across your shoulders. And our chest rises and falls with the breath in whatever way that it does this evening. The muscles through your belly relax. Noticing how it feels to breathe tonight with an easy belly, relaxed belly. Gradually, we just take in this entire seated body here. The back of the body is strong, it's keeping us awake. And the front of the body is soft, it's open, receptive. You feel yourself settling into this place, relaxed and alert. Our little habitual fidgets and wiggles subside. Feeling ourselves drop into a sense of stillness. And inside that stillness, try to feel your breath. Where do you feel it when you breathe in this next time? Maybe inside the nose, the throat, the chest. And wherever it is that you feel that breath this evening, see if you can stay there. You don't have to describe the breath. You don't have to talk to yourself about it. You're just feeling the sensations of breathing. And as you do, of course, thoughts continue to happen. When it rains, let it.
When thoughts, distractions pop up, just notice it. Notice with a smile even. Oh, I'm thinking about work. Oh, I'm listening to those trucks drive by. I'm thinking about dinner. And each time you notice the thought, the feeling, the worry, each time you notice it, then just come back to the breath again. And see if you can feel half a breath, a whole breath. Smile when that next thought pops up. And come back to the breath again. You might do that a couple of times. You might do it 100 times as we move into silence. The moment is complete as it is. You don't have to change it or wish it were different. We simply practice being here. Feeling your breath here. Feeling the sensation of breathing in, breathing out. Take a moment right here at the end of your practice to bring to mind one thing that you're grateful for today. Big, small, whatever comes to mind is perfect. Feel it. Say it to yourself. Today, I'm grateful for. And try that just one more time. Thinking of one more thing today, in this moment, you're grateful for. Today, I am grateful for. Feel a deeper breath now and inhale in. Release a little sigh. Straighten up that spine if you slumped over in any way. Draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a second just to thank yourself for carving out time to sit still. Honoring the ritual, the practice. And moving out into the rest of your day with perhaps a sense of contentment. Thank you guys so much. Namaste.